The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Chapter 1. Huck Tricks Pap. My name is Huck Finn. You might know me from the adventures of Tom Sawyer. I am Tom's best friend. We've had some wild times together. In fact, last year, we found a treasure chest full of gold. It was worth $12,000. Me and Tom split it. We each got $6,000. I gave my money to Judge Thatcher. I asked him to keep it for me. My dad is the town drunk. I call him Pap. Pap spends all of his money on whiskey. I don't live with him. I live with the Widow Douglas. She treats me like her own son. She buys me clothes and feeds me. The Widow Douglas is always teaching me, too. She says I need to learn my manners. She also wants me to pray. But I don't know about that God stuff. I try to pray, but it doesn't work. I figure that if praying worked, everybody would be happy. But they ain't happy. The Widow Douglas also put me in school. She says that all boys should know how to read and write. I know how to read. And I can write. I am learning math, too. I can multiply any number up to 6. I like school. I like the Widow Douglas, too. I am happy here, but I get bored. This is why I like Tom Sawyer. At night, Tom comes over to my house to get me. I sneak out of my window. We have adventures all night long. One night, Tom started a gang. I joined it. Other kids joined it, too. Tom wanted his gang to be like the famous gangs. The people in those gangs were real bandits. They had guns and knives. We don't have guns or knives. We use sticks and brooms. Tom says that they are just as good. The famous gangs robbed people and killed people. Sometimes they kidnapped people. They would hold those people for ransom. We don't know what ransom means, but Tom reckons we should do it anyway. Our gang had adventures all summer long. Then winter came. Snow was all over the ground. One morning, I found footprints in the snow. I followed them. The footprints went around to the back of my house. I knew that Pap had made those footprints. He wanted my money. I didn't want to give my money to Pap, so I ran to Judge Thatcher's house.
"Did you come to get some money?" asked the judge.
"I don't want my money. I don't want any of it," I said.
"What do you mean?" asked the judge.
"I mean that I don't ever want my money. I don't ever want it back," I told him.
"What?" asked the judge. "Do you want to sell me your money?"
"Fine," I said. "I just don't want it."
The judge wrote something on a piece of paper, and I signed it. I sold all of my money to the judge for $1. After that, I went home. I snuck into my room and lit a candle. That's when I saw the man sitting in my room. It was my old Pap. He was plenty mad at me, and he wanted my money.